Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please take your seats. Good evening, everyone. My name is Jim Neisel. I'm the Dean of McGill's Faculty of Engineering. Bienvenue à tous, and welcome to this inaugural TROTSI Symposium on Sustainable Engineering, Energy, and Design. The vision behind this annual symposium is focused and clear: to provide a platform to better inform and educate decision makers and the public about issues surrounding sustainability and energy. As you well know, many universities work in these broad fields of human inquiry. Their academics, like those at McGill and Polytechnic Montréal, conduct research and teach courses in energy and sustainability. But what sets McGill apart and Polytechnic Montréal apart are these two institutes is their determination to provide an effective mechanism to influence public policy. Part of that mandate includes writing position papers and working closely with professional bodies and governments. But this year's symposium in particular is considered key in focusing attention on the relevance of sustainable engineering, energy, and design practice in people's lives. The location of this symposium will alternate each year between McGill's campus and that of Polytechnic Montréal, as will responsibility for the choice of the theme. By working collaboratively, our two institutions will help to secure Montreal's place as a driver of research and discovery in these critically important areas in modern life. As a researcher myself working in the area of sustainability and as dean, I am delighted that this twinned approach to problem solving and discovery will help break down some of the walls that have needlessly separated people from a range of disciplines who must come together to deal with some of the world's most pressing and complex problems. The organizers of this inaugural symposium are pleased that the guest speakers who were selected are perfectly suited to help McGill and Polytechnic Montréal fulfill their role in better enhancing scientific literacy. Our five speakers, two this evening and three tomorrow evening, are experts in their respective domains, and I look forward to learning from them just as much as you do. With that, I have the pleasure of inviting McGill Principal and Vice Chancellor Suzanne Fautier to come to the microphone.
Merci. Bonsoir et bienvenue à tous nos invités et nos distingués conférenciers. Je suis vraiment ravie de participer à ce symposium inaugural et un symposium qui met ensemble deux grands partenaires. On parle de l'Institut de l'énergie Trottier à l'École polytechnique de Montréal, évidemment, et l'Institut de durabilité en ingénierie et conception Trottier à McGill. C'est fantastique de pouvoir travailler avec nos collègues de l'École polytechnique, alors je tiens à les remercier. As you know, for this inaugural symposium, a very important topic has been selected: engineering our prosperity, sustainable cities and industries in the 21st century. I believe that it's a topic that is of great interest to all of us, but is of particular interest to our students, because they have the challenge and the responsibility of re-engineering a sustainable world. So I was just very excited and very pleased to see here among the audience many of our students from the two institutions, and I hope from other institutions in Montréal, because we're counting on you. And you have a big responsibility, but we know that you have the talent, the skills, and the commitment to make great advances in a way that will benefit our whole world. Comme vous le savez, c'est un symposium qui nous donne une occasion exceptionnelle de partager entre nous sur le sujet très important de la durabilité au sein du contexte mondial et bien sûr aussi à la lumière des enjeux que nous avons ici au Canada. I would like to make a special mention, and in fact, on behalf of not only the McGill community, but all of us, express our deep appreciation to Lord Trottier and the Trottier Family Foundation. They have demonstrated such great leadership, vision, and generosity and supporting many significant initiatives that are critical to our collective future. So, un grand merci à Lorne et à la Fondation de la famille Trottier. Nous vous sommes énormément reconnaissants et nous savons que grâce à votre générosité, nous allons pouvoir poursuivre des discussions et des travaux qui auront un impact à long terme. It's great to see so many people here today, and I'd like to introduce to you a very esteemed member of the McGill community who will say a few words, and this is our great colleague, Rémi Quirion, a great colleague to all of the Quebec universities. Comme vous savez sans doute, Rémi est scientifique en chef du Québec. C'est un poste qu'il a inauguré et qu'il occupe depuis quelques années. À titre de scientifique en chef du Québec, il est aussi président du conseil d'administration des fonds de recherche du Québec et conseiller au ministre en matière d'enseignement supérieur, de la recherche, de la science et de la technologie. Et grâce à Rémi, nous avons déjà vu des politiques qui appuient la recherche au Québec de façon très positive. Alors, un grand merci à Rémi. Vous savez, je dois vous souligner que Rémi est un de nos très grands scientifiques. En fait, il est un des neuroscientifiques les plus importants au monde. Il a fait de contributions très, très, très importantes et est un des neuroscientifiques les plus cités au monde. Alors, on est très heureux de l'avoir ici chez nous. Évidemment, il a reçu plusieurs récompenses pour ses travaux. Et je vais juste en nommer quelques-unes, Rémi, parce que je vais vraiment te laisser la parole. Mais vous savez qu'il a été nommé chevalier de l'Ordre national du Québec en 2003 et il a reçu le prix du Québec en 2004 et a été nommé officier de l'Ordre du Canada en 2007. Alors, sans plus tarder, j'invite Rémi Quirion à nous dire quelques mots.
Merci bien, Suzanne. Bonsoir à tous. Quelques mots. Tout d'abord, félicitations. Félicitations à l'École polytechnique et à l'Université McGill pour le partenariat. Travailler ensemble sur nos grands défis de société et le sujet du symposium aujourd'hui et demain est en lien direct avec tout ça. Développement durable. Félicitations aussi pour avoir choisi ce thème-là. C'est un thème qui m'est très cher et je vous en parlerai un peu plus en détail dans quelques minutes. Et félicitations à Lorne Trottier et à la famille Trottier pour les investissements importants qu'ils ont faits dans le cadre de ce partenariat-là. Je connais plusieurs chercheurs en génétique et en génomique. Il faut trouver une façon de cloner Lorne Trottier. Mais surtout, so we have to find a way to clone Lorne Trottier, but more importantly, or as importantly, to make sure that these clones are sustainable. So a few words on the job now, or the Fonds de Recherche du Québec. There is, as Suzanne mentioned, there is many students in the room. You are the key to our future. So basically, about 60% of the budget of the three funding organizations in Quebec go to student training of the next generation of scientists. But we have to train you, or you have to tell us that we need to train you a bit differently from the way we were trained, the way I was trained. And as I said often, when I defended my PhD thesis, I knew everything about nothing. So you become so focused on one single piece of information that you're the best in the world, that piece of information. But I think today We need to be a bit broader than that. And that's probably what you have in terms of training program at Polytechnique and at McGill, so that you are exposed to industry, the private sector, the public sector, and so on. So this is critical, and we need to work together to make sure that the type of training you get prepare you very well to be the leader of tomorrow. La politique nationale de recherche et d'innovation, lancée par le gouvernement du Québec en octobre dernier. Donc, l'investissement par le gouvernement du Québec sur 5 ans en recherche et innovation. Oui, la formation des étudiants, mais surtout, identification de 3 grands défis de société. 3 big challenges for our society. The 3 challenges are sustainable development, demographic change, aging of our society, and our identity. Maybe I should not say it, but I'd say it anyway. Independent of who, what will happen on April 7th. Sustainable development will remain a priority. Aging, that we like it or not, we age all at the same speed, and it will continue. So we need to find ways to make sure that we age in better shape as we age, and that in regard to sustainable development, we find new solutions to the problem. And again, you in the room, the student, will be the one to provide answer to us. This afternoon, I was at Bombardier, visiting the unit there. It's fabulous. It's amazing building this big plane and the way they do it. And now more and more in the context of sustainable development. You're building a plane now. What will you do with that plane in 30 years at the end of its life? So there's a lot of research here in Quebec on that topic at Polytechnique and at McGill and other places, and it needs to continue. So I really think that this big challenge of our society, sustainable development, demographic change, and even identity. For me, the identity is not Putin or maple syrup. Identity is entrepreneurship. What's different in Quebec compared to other places? So if we integrate these 3 big challenges and we work with you, the young generation in the room, I'm sure we'll succeed. Finally, one word about my favorite topic these days, and some of you know that very well in the room, Future Heart. So it's a new kind of organization at the international level to support research on sustainable development. Montreal, with the support of Montréal International, we're trying to get the home base, to get the secretariat of Future Heart here in Montreal. The deadline for submission of proposal, March 31st. And if we are there and we lead and we get the secretariat, we'll be even more powerful as leader in the world of research on sustainable development. Competition, Paris, Stockholm, Tokyo, Washington, D.C., kind of lightweight. So I'm sure that with your lab, with your support, with the support from the university in Montreal, because all the universities are there as partner. So certainly we'll make it happen. And in future years, when we come back with the Trottier Symposium number 5, for example, we'll have made some progress in the field of sustainable development. Merci beaucoup. Not sure if I need to introduce the next speaker. Gilles will introduce himself.
Merci, Rémi. Madame Fortier, Professor Nysel, Madame et Monsieur Trottier, bonsoir, distingués participants, bonne soirée. Alors, je vous souhaite à mon tour la bienvenue à ce premier symposium public des instituts Trottier. Je veux en premier lieu saluer l'action visionnaire de Monsieur Long Trottier et de son épouse Louise Roussel Trottier. Le geste qu'ils ont posé est d'une formidable ampleur pour la science. En créant à l'Université McGill et à Polytechnique Montréal 2 instituts qui touchent au cœur des défis parmi les plus urgents de notre planète et de notre époque. Pour Montréal, Alors que certains voient encore comme un problème la cohabitation d'institutions universitaires francophones et anglophones, il démontre que c'est un des plus puissants atouts de Montréal, qui lui permet de rayonner au sein de deux des plus grandes communautés du monde. Et je rajouterai ce qui fait de Montréal la ville numéro un, ville universitaire numéro un au monde, selon le The Economist Journal. Et finalement, pour les citoyens, en faisant de ces symposiums publics une condition de son investissement, M. et Mme Trottier rappellent que si on veut un monde plus conscient des enjeux de développement durable, il faut que les citoyens en comprennent les implications. Des philanthropes généreux, il y en a, mais des philanthropes qui sont à la fois philosophes, entrepreneurs, c'est extrêmement rare. Alors, nous sommes chanceux d'en avoir deux parmi nous ce soir. À Polytechnique Montréal, l'Institut de l'énergie Trottier se donne pour mission de former des ingénieurs de nouvelle génération qui auront une compréhension globale et systémique de tous les enjeux techniques, économiques, environnementaux et sociaux liés à l'énergie. It's unique to Quebec and is a perfect complement to the expertise of the Trottier Institute for Sustainability in Engineering and Design of McGill University. With this first symposium, we're going straight to the heart of the matter, sustainable cities and sustainable industries. Tonight, we'll address the issue of sustainable cities. Dans les pays émergents, les villes grandissent rapidement. On dit même que les villes vont remplacer les pays bientôt. Dans les pays développés, elles grandissent moins rapidement, mais elles vieillissent. Elles ont été construites dans le boom de l'après-guerre et leurs infrastructures doivent être renouvelées, comme on peut le voir un peu à Montréal. La consommation de matériaux de toutes sortes pour construire ou reconstruire va augmenter dans les 40 prochaines années. Tout cela va représenter un flux incroyable de matériaux et d'énergie. Peut-on répéter les modèles d'urbanisme existants qui ont mené à l'étalement urbain et qui ont glorifié l'automobile? Est-ce des modèles soutenables? Ou aurons-nous, aurez-vous, l'intelligence comme société de profiter de cette occasion de repenser nos villes pour mieux faire les choses? Avec ce premier symposium, nous allons aborder ces questions avec des sommités internationales dans leurs domaines respectifs. Ils vont nous amener aux limites de la connaissance actuelle sur le génie urbain durable avec le professeur John Crittenden de Georgia Tech et sur les énergies propres avec l'auteur canadien Chris Turner. This is a productive program for our first public symposium and an outstanding way to launch the new partnership between McGill University and Polytechnique Montréal, which will continue with a second symposium to be held May 4 and 5, 2015. Je vous souhaite un très bon symposium et bonne soirée.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Subhashish Ghoshal. I'm a professor in the Faculty of Engineering at McGill and the director of the Trottier Institute for Sustainability in Engineering and Design. I'll say a few words about our institute after today's featured presentations. It's my privilege to introduce the two speakers for today evening. Our speakers, John Crittenden and Chris Turner, are internationally recognized researchers and authors in the area of sustainable cities and urban infrastructure. We are very pleased to have them here and share with us their ideas and insights. John Crittenden is a professor in the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the Georgia Institute of Technology and director of the Brooke Byers Institute for Sustainable Systems. He has been elected as a member of the prestigious U.S. National Academy of Engineering and the Chinese Academy of Engineering. Chris Turner is a public speaker, a strategist, and a popular writer on sustainability and global clean tech. Formerly, he was a freelance journalist and wrote a sustainability column for the Globe and Mail. His book, The Geography of Hope, was a national bestseller And his recent book, The Leap, How to Survive and Thrive in the Sustainable Economy, has been very well received and has received many accolades. The two presentations tonight will be made one after another with no pause in between. The question and answer portion of the evening, where we invite your questions for both the speakers, will follow the two presentations. The first presentation will be given by John Crittenden, and I would like to invite him to the podium.